Hey, what is up, my dudes? You can find us every Monday and Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For the full experience, remember to check us out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. And as always, don't be rude, share the dudes.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
What is up, my dudes? This is Trent with the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast. It is our Week 7 recap. I am joined by Seth, Phil, and Jordan. Phil, you want to do a quick old weekend, what you did this week? I'm guessing you went to a pumpkin patch for the fourth time this year. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I mean, if you guys have a few moments to hop on the old YouTube, and Jordan, I'm sorry, I don't mean to start this going at you as hard as I am, because I know you had a rough weekend with who hurt you, but you look like a CPA right now. Did you not? You guys were waiting for me for the last 30 minutes. You didn't put a shirt, like a more comfortable shirt on. Like, what are you do preparing taxes after we get off this pod or what?
I think he wore that to church.
I wore it to church. Phil, I've gotten like 9 hours of sleep this whole entire weekend. So it is what it is. I'm surprised I'm awake in here.
Did you sleep in that?
And it's appreciated. It's appreciated. You know, I think that we really let Trent slide. He was talking about over like on Wednesday's podcast or Thursday's podcast for the listeners, how he was using this axe that wasn't very sharp. And it really hit home for me, like not the sharpest tool in the shed. No one picked up on that. No one gave him grief about that. But I was thinking about that in the pod. It was definitely a missed opportunity. But I saw you threw on the old X, Trent. You had a little tomahawk steak action. Is that what I was seeing?
Yes, had a tomahawk steak. Really good. Can't remember what that place was called, but a very popular steakhouse in Los Angeles. Phil knows the area pretty well. I will. I'll send you what it was called when I look at my notes from the weekend, Phil. I don't have it right now.
You were in Orange County, though, right?
Yeah, the OC, not Orange Cove, Orange County.
And just for what it's worth, LA and Orange County are two different places, just for the people who are either in California or not in California. They are, in my opinion, drastically different. Seth, what's going on with you, dude? Did you drive any harvesters this weekend with a tank top on?
No, I didn't. That was a couple months ago, but it'll happen in a couple months again. I'll be doing that again, probably. No, I was at a bachelor party this weekend.
All right, let's clap it up for that.
Remembers
a listener, right? Listener, yeah, of the show?
A faithful listener. I'll shout him out by name, Zach. He listens to every episode. He's actually one of our most interactive listeners, and we're all friends with him. So, shout out to Zach. He's getting married in 2 weeks, I think. So that'll be a fun time. But
who got more?
What did we do? What happened?
Who got more sleep this weekend? You or me?
I probably did. Actually, I slept pretty well.
Oh man,
I slept like a baby. Anyways, but we did like a
manicure and pedicure type deal, or
entertainment.
Yeah, that's why I was there. But I also got to do all the fun stuff too. So like we went skeet shooting. We rented bikes at the coast, and then we also went golfing. That was fun. So
that sounds like a good old fashioned trip. If you were Trent, you would call that Los Angeles, but you're smart and you're not going to do that. So
it was Central Coast.
Thank you. One of the most beautiful places in California. So we're going to move on here. And this weekend was a weekend of
regret.
Regret.
That's what Seth said earlier.
Regret, sadness. If you were a gambling man, there's a variety of different things that you probably feel like doing today, including no longer gambling, including probably overeating at McDonald's and just eating your suffering, pain and suffering away.
1-800 gambler.
There's a variety of different things. It was a rough weekend, starting with, and can we start with this? Like, I don't really know what the illness was, but it sounds like this guy had like maybe a low grade migraine and ended up not playing in the football game today. Like, well, I mean, shout out to the dad. I thought that was just a legendary tweet. Like, I have a headache, so I'm not going to be my full normal effect tomorrow. Is that what he said?
He said,
I'm not going to work my job.
He said, I have a headache. I'm not going to go to work tomorrow. Actually, I'm not Bijan Robinson. I'll be there. Give the dad.
It's like,
What, Jordan?
Give him a follow.
Yeah, give him a follow at TFF Dad. What do you got, Jordan?
Here's the problem, though. I think that like 50% of our population nowadays probably does what Bijan does. So they probably do call in sick with a little headache.
Here's also the problem, too. Does the guy love the sport? Because when I was in high school, I didn't get paid, and I played with like 103 fever, and I loved the sport, and I played. You know what? I felt terrible, but I played. So Bijan, suck it up.
That was your Kobe game.
That was my Kobe game. No, exactly.
No, that's not Phil. Phil, stupid. At least get their basketball reference right. It's the Michael Jordan flu game.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Yeah. Please don't audit my tax records, Jordan, with that shirt on.
Phil, it's like literally like the most famous sport, like one of the most famous sport games of all time. Like it's like the like everyone knows Michael Jordan for his flu game.
I tried to dip my toes in the and I know I tried to dip my toes in the Michael Jordan waters and it just simply did not work. So anyhow, that was just a rough situation there with Bijan. Like I don't know what the deal is. Like that's
he had
odd,
one
right?
carry.
Yeah, for 0.83 points. I actually had him on a roster. And correct me if I'm wrong, we went to church and there was no notifications that he wasn't going to play, right?
No Zero. Notifications. Phil, make sure you talk directly in that mic. Don't turn left or right. You're going in and out. But yeah, Arthur Smith said, quoted after the game, he just didn't feel like himself. So I'm not sure.
So, but was that like legit right after kickoff? He like, what do you do? Sneeze. And he's like, shoot, I can't go in. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not like the guy was running off to the locker room to do who knows what. You know what I mean? It's like obviously he was there on the sidelines.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like you can forgive the Lamar Jackson thing because he was obviously going through some stuff. Like the multiple times Lamar had to go like run out, but Lamar was trying to get back in the game.
And Lamar also stinking played.
Yeah. No, it's true. He did play. We had a lot of
Bijan.
What?
Bijan also played, Seth.
10 snaps.
That's plain.
Hardly, but yeah. I know.
I like how it accounts for Bijan. Like if you
stop making fun of my shirt and fix your mic, Phil.
Yes, please. I have the Fantasy Dad. He actually, Phil said no video from Fantasy Dad. He knows you missed him, Phil. Here's a little video from Fantasy Dad at TFF Dad. Just a little, you know, a little tease that he's going to have another one on Thursday. He said it feels good to be missed. So go check that on YouTube at TFF Dudes. Phil's having a rough time, okay? A lot of guys have rough times. And when you have a rough time, that's time for Manscaped, guys. Go over to Manscaped, enter promo code DUDES20, 20% off your whole entire order, guys. And they have the weed whacker, the lawnmower, all that good stuff we've already told you guys about. Go check them out. The boxers are great. 20% off your whole entire order, guys, if you're having, you know, if you're feeling rough. Dudes 20 really helps us out. Help yourself out. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not spring cleaning, but it's fall. You know, leaves are falling. Dudes 20, 20% off your whole entire order. Other guys, I put this out on Twitter for who hurt you. We had a lot of guys said Bijan Robinson. You know, that was the popular answer today. People were very mad about that. Deshaun Watson went out there, threw two picks, got hurt, was cleared concussion protocol, didn't come back into the game. A big Browns win, though, I will say. With PJ Walker, Miles Garrett, complete freak, had two strip sacks in that game. Kareem Hunt getting it done on the ground a little bit with that one touchdown carry. Who else we got? Jordan, who hurt you? Jared Goff, terrible.
Yeah, the Lions actually in the morning, I thought they were definitely going to be, but Gibbs, I had a lot of Gibbs in DFS. He kind of rescued his day at the touchdown run. And then he had a ton of catches. So, but the Lions kind of had them in teasers. It ended up wouldn't have cashed anyways because the Dolphins also sucked. They didn't cover the teaser either. But Cooper Kupp, honestly, this is like two out of the last 3 weeks where I've been like, I ended up breaking even on DFS, maybe a little bit of profit. But two of the last 3 weeks on DraftKings, like I've been positioned for like really good days. And Justin Jefferson let me down the week he got hurt. And Cooper Kupp, and it's just like, I probably have like really good days if Cooper Kupp gets his 25. And I feel like I said that 2 weeks ago on this pod about Justin Jefferson. So like, It's mm-hmm. pretty frustrating.
And both in primed up good, both primed against like bad defenses too.
Yeah, just it's yeah. pretty. That's just frustrating. Because watch, Cooper Kupp will have probably 25 points in every single week after this. So probably. Cooper Kupp was a big one, and then that's a Christian one, Watson right? too. Christian Watson also was a killer. I was really high on the Green Bay offense.
That game
today
was just terrible, though.
Yeah,
Kupp was bad because how good Puka did. You know what I'm saying? Like Puka had a really good game. I think Puka had 43% target share, something crazy. He's only been below.
I want to say. Wait, did you see the 2-2 Atwell touchdown catch?
I did. Yeah, not.
I think that ball was.
That was not going to 2-2 Atwell.
Yeah, he was.
That was going to Cooper Kupp, and he caught it.
Yeah,
it was a horrible throw to Cooper Kupp.
It was a bad throw. Yeah.
Lot of Calvin Ridley hate on Twitter, Jordan. And the weird thing about Calvin Ridley, that was Trevor Lawrence's best fantasy game of the season so far with 18 fantasy points, which I...
Well, because he had like 50 yards rushing, and then he got bailed out. He had the 40-yard touchdown pass to Christian Kirk.
Yeah. Brett Maurer, the kicker for the Rams, that guy hurt a lot of guys, people said. I don't know how that guy still has a job in the NFL after last year.
He was doing good before this game, Trent.
What? Yeah, but I don't know.
He's the number two fantasy kicker.
Is he number two?
Yes.
Wow. What were you saying, Jordan?
I don't think he had missed a single extra point or field goal before this game.
Really?
I don't understand how a kicker can hurt you. Like, I don't understand how... The whole week, your kicker like is the reason.
Well,
like,
I think is what it was, like, Jordan. I think like if he makes all his points, he has like 10 points.
I beat a guy in fantasy football 2 weeks ago because his kicker, he had the Raiders kicker, and he missed two field goals. And I won by one point.
The reason you lost isn't because of your kicker, unless you lost 130 to 128. Like if you lost 80 to 70, your kicker is not the problem. Everyone else on your roster was the problem.
Yeah. I won 110 to 108. So he would have won if the kicker would have made both those kicks in that game. So it's possible a guy lost by 1 point because of his kicker. It's very possible.
That's true, I guess.
You know,
especially if he attempted four field goals.
Yeah. And if you're a Rams fan, that definitely hurt you.
Did he miss all four?
I think he was 1 for 4, 1 for 3.
Yeah, rough game. But yeah, a lot of Bijan stuff there. I had guys who hurt me, the Lions. Lions defense has been top 10 this year, -8 points. Absolutely terrible.
Wild.
Absolutely terrible.
I'll say.
How am I sounding? You sounding a little better?
I don't think you're going in and out.
Your right foot's still on your left foot, though, Phil. I don't know if that helps, but. And your helmet's behind you. But I'll say who hurt me is Tyreek Hill. Jordan put together a good couple props or over-unders for this last Sunday night game, and Tyreek Hill dropped a 20-yard touchdown pass. He catches that 20-yard catch. We hit two out of our three parlays, and that would have made us feel good about, like, I think the end of the weekend.
I didn't even tell you the other part of that.
Oh no.
I had Tyreek Hill captain. In showdown. And then I also had Tyreek Hill to score the Dolphins' second touchdown and to get another touchdown on bets, on a straight bet. So that would have, it was a pretty, like, that drop was actually probably significant, like, swing. Yeah, a significant swing for sure on that Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, so that hurt. I would have been, like, a lot more happy about how today ended if he would have caught that pass. So
I agree.
Anyways.
I know we're not supposed to talk about him.
Raiders fans, they got to be
Raiders fans. Phil?
Raiders fans got to have someone specifically hurt the Raiders fans today. Can we all agree to that? And it wasn't Justin Fields.
What's that guy's name?
Tyson. Is it Bagnett?
Bagent?
Tyson Bagent. I heard him saying Bagent, but he looked kind of good.
Tyson is his first name for sure. Is it pronounced Bagent, Jordan?
Thought it was Bagent. But I was saying Bagent,
but I think I heard the announcer saying Bagent, unless he was saying it wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, like 14% of his passes were over 10 yards. This Raiders team doesn't look like they want to be out there. Josh McDaniels, I think, has lost the whole defensive side of the ball. Maybe the offensive side of the ball, too. Continual arm tackling. They couldn't tackle anyone. It was all dump downs. It was the team looks like, you know, the season's over. The Raiders are bad. They don't have a quality win, guys. Their wins are versus the Broncos.
I think Raiders fans want to lose the rest of the game so they can just start fresh.
Yeah. Their wins are against the Broncos, the Packers, and the Patriots. They haven't scored 20 points on the season, and they're 9-14 under McDaniel.
No, they did score 20 points.
They did score 20?
They scored the one 20 game last week.
That's the most they've scored.
The other, well, they didn't you score they over 20.
Sorry.
The 1 week when Devontae went off, that week.
No, they didn't. I think they only scored 20 last week. They scored over 20 last week. Because I remember they kicked the field goal, and all my Raiders friends said, hey, we scored over 20 this week.
So yeah. You know, if you have a Raiders if you know a Raiders fan, just, you know, maybe give them a call, send them your prayers. I don't know. They probably need help.
It goes
help
to a point where you, like, It goes to a point where you making fun of those types of teams or that type of franchise. But now it's like, you don't really even want to kick them when they're down. Like, this is bad.
It's like beating a dead horse.
It's bad. Yeah. Bajent, Tyson Bagnett, Bajent, Beignet, however you want to pronounce it. He definitely hurt the Raiders today.
They scored 21 points versus the Patriots. I'm sorry. But yeah, Beignet.
And also probably the Russell Wilson was in like 2012 form, huh? Like what's going on? Russell Wilson upsets the Packers?
One TD. Well, again, like, are the Packers
2012 form? What are you talking about?
He threw one touchdown pass? Come on.
Russell Wilson's horrible, Phil. He looked just as bad today as he ever has.
That's because the Denver's running game looked good. That's why.
It was a good spot. You just had no idea who's going to actually run the ball there.
Yeah, knows both of them, right?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson today. All right, Wilson had 13 points. He was fantasy quarterback 16 on the week so far. Guys that I'm surprised Jordan didn't say hurt you. And before we, you know, talk about this more, Sleeper is the dude's favorite place to play fantasy football. We do a lot of plays on there. Switch all your leagues over to Sleeper, guys. Best place for fantasy football. Enter promo code DUDES100. They'll match up to $100. All kinds of live plays, multipliers, all that good stuff. I can't even tell you all about it. It's really fun. But if you want to switch your league over to there, that's totally free. But check out the other fantasy stuff on there as well and switch your league over today. Jordan, I don't even know how to do this. We were told not to bring him up on this pod ever again, but Mac Jones actually looked good. You know, on Thursday's pod, you said, don't bring him up on the pod ever again. He's not good. He had maybe his most defining moment as a professional quarterback. He has, you know, Belichick gets his 300th win versus the Bills. The Bills are one of the funniest teams in football, I will say, but Mac Jones didn't look all bad. He was quarterback 7 on the week with 19 points.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I didn't watch any of that game. I didn't watch much of the morning window.
Very weird game.
What's wrong with the Bills?
The Bills kind of suck, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if the Bills are good.
I think that Josh Allen's hurt, I think.
You think so? Maybe like last year?
I think so. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Like, Mac Jones still isn't good, so.
Yeah.
I mean, one game doesn't make you good.
They play the Bills pretty tough, though. Remember the snow game? Now this one. Not to get all into this again, but I saw something this offseason. It was like Dak's first three seasons in the NFL compared to Josh Allen's first three seasons in the NFL. And it's like basically the same. Like, it's very neck and neck stats, which is pretty crazy. I think Josh Allen's going to start getting criticized more if he can't start pulling these games out because he's kind of gotten away
scot-free. Here he is. Yeah, he's starting to get it now, I think. Don't you think?
He has to, like,
I think after his, like, MVP caliber, like seasons he had, like those two seasons where he was really good, especially that one. And then this season where it's just kind of like, you know, so spotty where it's like, eh, I don't know. I mean, it's even like how Hurts played last year and how he's playing this year. I mean, this week he looked good, but like, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't even know if there's an MVP front runner right now. Like, I really don't know who to look at.
It might be Tyreek Hill. Fun fact, a receiver has never won MVP in the NFL, but a punter has.
A punter?
Yeah. The MVP, CMC.
He's a right now.
Probably.
Right? Oh, yeah. BCMC. Yes. Yeah, BCMC.
Yeah, probably right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Who was the punter, Trent? You know who that is?
I believe it was the punter what on year the was Redskins.
That? Fun fact, year was fun that? Fact Monday.
Mark Mosley became first player in his position to win the NFL MVP. And he, I don't
that
know.
That had to be like.
What's he was also the quarterback. Like 70 probably. Yards.
I know he wasn't.
That's what I was going to say.
His average punt had to be like 70 yards to deserve that.
Trent, he was a punter and quarterback.
Has to be. Was he for sure, Phil?
He had a one bar on his face mask.
Oh, it's that guy. Looks like
maybe
Trent when he got braces
just
for
totally
the first
wrong
time.
On this. I saw this. Did you know that a kicker was named NFL's MVP? Sorry, 1982, and Washington's Mark Mosley had the season of all seasons for kickers. He broke the NFL record for most consecutive field goals without a miss. He had a game-winning field goal through a gusty snowfall to clinch the NFC East. So it was the
same. And what year was that?
1982.
So those years, I think the NFL was like...
Maybe it was the strike year?
It was a strike-shortened 1982 season, is what it says. In 1982... No.
Yeah,
I'm sure people are coming to us for NFL history.
Yeah.
We could probably get moving on here unless you have any other any other fun facts, any other people who hurt you today. People who didn't hurt me is the Seahawks looked pretty good against a very terrible Cardinals team, but let's go. Bobo
did
with
not
that
look
sweet
good,
catch
Phil?
In the end zone.
They did not look good.
Geno Smith had one interception that could have cost us the game, but outside of that, we looked pretty good.
I was so mad when I saw that. I was like, what was that?
Yeah, so bad.
Pivoting to our next section of recapping our starts and sits with the Seahawks, I had Tyler Lockett as my start of the week. He did not have a good game. I kind of thought that one of these guys would break through and have this. I didn't think it'd be DK. And the volume was there for all those guys, but ended up it being Jackson Smith and Bobo Baggins out there catching touchdown catches. So it was kind of like in the range of
catch.
Yeah, it was in the range of like a guy that I thought it would be catching passes for the Seahawks. Like I didn't think it'd be DK Metcalf. I just got the wrong guy. But you tell me to do that again. I'm not picking Bobo Baggins as my receiver start of the week. Is that waiver wire worthy? Like I'm not asking Phil and Seth Jordan, is Bobo Baggins worth adding?
Well, I'm trying to figure out why you're comparing like Jake Bobo to like you're giving him a Hobbit nickname. Like
it sounds like
he's 6'4", Trent.
No, but Bobo, yeah, like isn't like, that the guy's name? Bobo
like
Baggins. Bobo Baggins on Lord of the Rings. Is that not
Bobo,
his name?
It's Bilbo. But like, but it's also like why?
It's
like,
close
don't
enough
insult
though.
The man
it sounds
like that.
The same. That'll stick.
Don't insult him though.
Bilbo Baggins is a great Hobbit. That's not an insult at all. More people know who Bilbo Baggins is than that guy.
You called him Bobo.
Isn't that his name?
Bobo Baggins?
Dude, I've watched that movie with you, Trent. I know you know his name is not Bobo. Trent, like, I'm gonna go through the screen and elbow you, like, straight up 9-6, like, just a...
Trent, you forgot you were on a plot with a movie nerd over here, so, you know, that's true. Tough scene for you. So Bobo, waiver worthy? I mean, if DK's out for a long time, then yeah, but I don't know if he's going to be out that long.
Yeah. Okay, I can't find him on Sleeper.
I think the Seahawks actually finally figured out how to use JSN, like using some crossing routes and like underneath stuff. Like they finally figured out that this guy is not meant for just screens and bubbles and all this garbage. So
he is currently 2% rostered right now. which is not a shock, or at least it shouldn't be, but 2% rostered.
He's definitely a dynasty ad for sure. Like, he needs to be owned in all dynasty leagues.
I gave Jason some love today on Twitter. I put a Jason breakout game first thing this morning.
Trent, you were spot on about the JSN take in the offseason, and we were wrong. And so I'm going to give you your props there. Like, probably one of your better takes. You literally said after the bye is when he'll be good. That's what you literally said. And I think that's what happened. So
thank you, guys. A prophet's never known in his hometown. You know, that's.
And if you wanted to give someone a Hobbit name, it would be Bilbo Badgett. For Tyson Badgett. So you missed the boat on that one. That would have been a lot better.
That plays also, but you didn't even know how to pronounce his last name. You said Baguette or something. So that didn't play.
Vignet. All right, let's move on here. So we had, that was obviously a joke. We had, let's move on here.
Pull the log out of your own eye before you make fun of my nicknames, Phil. There's an idea.
Can someone mute this guy? Like, he gets back.
I do have the power.
Yeah, thank you, Seth. He gets back from some work trip. There we go. Thank you. He gets back from some work trip where he was whining and dining himself on tomahawks and ice hockey games. And he comes back and just treats us all like secondary citizens. For that, I'm going to be talking about your sits of the week here. No, I'm moving over to Seth's start of the week. Seth, this guy exceeded his points. Jacoby, do you want to talk about that a little bit? Jacoby Myers?
Yeah, so... What was funny is when we were talking about it, I was really nervous that if Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't going to play, that he wasn't going to get the volume, because when Jimmy Garoppolo didn't play, he had like his worst weeks. But then Brian Hoyer came in and was terrible, but Jacoby Myers still got the points that I said he was going to get. So, I mean, congrats, Jacoby Myers. I think what's his receiver on the year now? Like, I think it's pretty high.
He's wide receiver 16 right now. And if he's in a full point PPR, Seth, you're 18. You're at 18 points.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have him. Gotta have him.
Yeah. All righty, go ahead, Trent.
I like Jacoby Myers. Like, he looks good. Raiders. That's like their only shining spot this whole Sunday. And Raider fans are probably so upset they didn't even notice Jacoby Myers had a good game. Josh Jacobs, absolute dumpster fire over there. That was a great smash start for him too, I thought. Especially
this
the backup.
This is his third week with a touchdown, Devontae, by the way. With?
I think Devontae had 9 fantasy points and he dropped a pass. I don't know if it was a touchdown or not. I think he had a big drop though at some point.
They got to trade Devontae.
Yeah, and AOC came in, Seth, like you said, Aiden O'Connell, but he did not start. The whole thing, really weird. Surprised Seth didn't bring up any of the Taylor Swift stuff, but anyways.
Man, I couldn't stand that.
I'm getting so tired of it.
I mean, so sick of it. I don't want to see Patrick Mahomes' wife and her chest bump ever again.
And the secret handshake.
That's terrible.
The secret handshake?
It's terrible. Like, stop showing me them. And First of all, one of them's annoying. The second one, it got made famous by Travis Kelce. So I don't care. I don't want to hear either of them.
And the other thing is, it's like anytime the Chiefs like get like, 5 yards, you like Taylor Swift acts like she's, they've scored a touchdown. Like it's terrible.
I know. It's like I think they hired her, just like they hired that one girl for the Chargers game last week.
We're getting to conspiracy land, Seth. Is that
what
we're
missed,
going with
this? We missed that whole thing, though. The day after we released this pod, the day that Monday, the Cowboys game versus the Chargers, there was like a whole deal on Twitter on Tuesday morning about like how that was a paid actor and stuff. Like, we missed out on all of that fun, I'm just going to say.
No, it doesn't surprise me, though. Anytime I watch a Cowboys game with Trent and Micah Parsons is going off, like, that's almost his exact, like, reaction. So I actually don't think she's a paid actress.
Meat sweats.
Yeah. All right, let's move on here. Jordan, I'm surprised you didn't throw any of these guys. I'm going to give you two guys that kind of hurt you. But first off, Jonathan Taylor, Jordo, like, what's up, my guy? He ended up landing with about 19.5 points. Like, talk to me, buddy.
Well, he got a lot of work, but he also had the touchdown. He had a long rushing touchdown, right? I feel like, or was it a short rush? I don't know. He had a touchdown. It honestly looked really good, like through the first half, and then that game just exploded in the fourth quarter. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. Like I the Browns haven't given up that much points like almost the whole season, like to running backs, and they gave it up. So
true.
I don't
know. You know what? It could have been worse because Minshew ran in two touchdowns.
Yeah.
It could have been worse.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like I was running pretty good, like running good through the first half, like kind of avoiding the Jonathan Taylor, and then he had the touchdown, and so he got 18 carries. I'm curious what the split was carries wise.
Zach Moss had 18 carries also.
Yeah, there was a ton of like possessions in that game, like a ton of like if you'd have told me those two were going to combine for 36 carries, I would have said this game was probably like 14-7 or something like that.
Yeah,
it was 39-38.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, and if you happen to be in the 6% of the population who plays fantasy football and also started Gardner Minshew, you had a pretty good day at 28 points there, but probably not impacting a lot of folks.
Dynasty.
Did you play him? Did you play him, Seth?
In Dynasty, yeah.
Against me.
I'll clap it up. You know, every once in a while, a blind squirrel finds a nut. I'll clap it up for that. You know, nice play, Seth. That's probably one of the
but
top.
Phil always loses the blind squirrels. It's not hard.
That's a top five moment in Seth's life. Probably,
Seth always plays me when I'm down like 19 players and ends up figuring out a way to beat me. It is less than ideal. Although I've never seen
how, like last year in the championship Seth's game, when Phil just wet the bed. You know,
yes, it was. It's the photo that you have me on. I'm not going to say it. All right, let's move on here. Look at Seth's dynasty photo.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we can move on here.
Check this whole podcast out, guys, on YouTube at TFF Dudes. Remember, don't be rude. Share the dudes. Really helps us out. We got a waiver wire pod coming tomorrow. I'll give you my favorite waivers. It's about a 15-minute pod. You won't want to miss that. So check that on YouTube or wherever you miss the podcasts. Or wherever you listen to podcasts. So go check that out, guys. And we are still recapping week 7
here. Yep. We'll go through a couple more here. But Seth, you had Devonta Smith. I think you felt like he was really going to come out of his shell here. Didn't end up happening. The targets kind of stayed pretty similar there. Ended with about 49 yards. Yards per catch wasn't bad at 12 and a quarter. But ended up being only about 6.9 points. So any thoughts on that one? Any regrets?
Yeah, I think one of my arguments last week was they're going to try to get him the ball. And the thing is, like, there are so many playmakers on the Eagles that it's hard to spread it around. And when the game is tight, right, they're not going to necessarily force someone the ball, whether the game at the beginning is like, I don't know, even. But I think Devonta Smith is not maybe like AJ Brown, to where if he's not getting the work, he's like maybe as mad or complaining about it like AJ Brown was, I think week 1 or 2, whatever that one was. But I mean, AJ Brown is like, what, he's close to setting the record or tying the record for 125 plus receiving yards in games in a row or something. And then Dallas Goedert had another good game. So I mean, I think, like, who knows when Devonta Smith's going to have a good game. Like, it'll probably be next week when no one calls him their start, you know. But, I mean, this week was good for him. But it just happened to go to the other pass catchers and not him.
It's a really good week next week for Eagles pass catchers. They're taking on Washington. So maybe that's finally the Devonta Smith, you know, comeback game.
But wasn't that when they played Washington how many weeks ago? Wasn't that, like, a bad game, though?
He had 11 fantasy points. He still hasn't scored since week 2. It's
high total, though.
Yeah. Devonta Smith is one of those guys, though, that you probably drafted in your second round, and he is wide receiver 34 on the season in half point PPR, which is not great at all.
Yeah, less than ideal. Interesting note about that game, Chase Claypool did not take any handoffs. So just wanted to make sure I pointed that out.
Jordan was scared, though, for what it's worth.
Phil, you know he's playing tight end.
I don't think you remember Aaron Hernandez and Gronk used to take sweeps back when they were both on the Patriots. So like
that's not what I'm saying. I'm asking generally, if you knew that he was playing tight end.
I think I never knew that it was confirmed, but I knew that it was rumored that he was playing tight end.
He was lining up like as a tight end.
Like in 3-point stance?
I don't know if he was in a 3-point stance, but he was always like right there.
So like Kyle
Pitts.
He
was never out wide. Yeah. He was always like right there at the line of scrimmage. Like, I don't think he was in a 3-point stance, but he was always.
That honestly might help him get a carry though.
No, that's right. Like he was never lined up as a receiver, like out wide.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting.
Shocking that I was right for like the 150th time on this podcast. Since
I think
the
he
inception.
Only played like four snaps, but.
You see that all Kyle right. Pitts? You see that Kyle Pitts catch today? That was pretty crazy.
That was filth. That was filth. Straight up. That was sweet. All right, let's move around here. We probably should just go over a couple more here. We had a pretty interesting start of this pod with the who hurt you portion of it. I think there was a lot of hurt, shame, despair that went around the league today. Jordan, I'm going to give it to you with Drake London. You want to talk about that start?
Yeah. Let's see here. He had 7 targets, 6 catches, 54 yards. So it's just, he just didn't have the big play. Man, it's a game that I didn't really pay much attention to. Wasn't really checking the box scores on this one. Yeah, I don't really know. Like, Desmond Ridder sucks again. I mean, I don't know. Get the 7 targets, 6 catches, just. Must have been all short stuff.
What was Ridder's fantasy score? Yeah, 8-13. Here, let me show you this play right here, Jordan. He should have had a touchdown. Let me just share this here. See if I get. Let me go here. Sorry. Bear with me, guys. Okay. Here he is right here. So here's this touchdown here. Is that a touchdown?
Why is that? That's a touchdown.
That's what I thought. Yeah, so he
would they rule that?
Down at the 1-yard line. I feel like that's a touchdown.
Did they say he lost the ball? I didn't have control of it when it hit the goal line.
So what they said was Oops. So yeah, I'll check out what they said exactly. But yeah, it should have I feel like that should have been a touchdown. It was not. That would have made your start look a lot better.
Yeah, that's what we needed was a touchdown there.
Yeah, just a lot of true or false. This was a touchdown. They said they just ruled him down at the 1.
That's a horrible call.
I'm guessing that if they reviewed it, there wasn't enough evidence to make it not, you know.
Interesting.
So, yeah, that could have been a. That could have really helped you out there, Jordan. What else do we got, Phil?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so did we talk about Josh Palmer when I had to step away there?
We did not talk about Josh Palmer.
Go ahead, Jordan. Let's talk about that real quick.
This one's tough for me because sorry, can you guys hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. There's some weird echo going on or something. So he had a career high in yards today on 7 targets. Basically, the big plays hurt me. I think I kind of talked about that. He had a couple of big plays.
60-yard catch.
I thought he was going to score on that catch. I don't know how they
I don't know how
him.
He didn't score. So he got the bonus towards the end of the game. He's good. And the game kind of played – the second half played like how I thought the whole game was going to play. So, yeah, it's a tough one. It actually helped me in DFS, so I'm not, like, super upset about it, you know. But he was just really cheap there, so I played him. But, yeah, I don't know. Basically, the big play, the 60-yarder killed me, because if you take away the 60-yarder, what does he have? 4 for, like, 60?
Yeah. Yeah, he had a
had
a career game there.
That's probably just a bad me trying to force something that shouldn't have been forced, so... It's just a bad read on my end. This is probably my worst one of the week. The one I think I got like wrong. Like I think my process was wrong on it. I think I was just trying to force something that wasn't there. So
yeah, the only thing you should force, Jordan, is your league to get a trophy at Trophy Smack. So go to trophysmack.com/dudes. They will give you 15% off your whole entire order, guys. But yeah, definitely force that because there's money and all that stuff. But get the trophy, guys. It's really cool. You won't regret it. It's cool to have that trophy. Everybody's name's on it. Championship belt, last place ribbons, loser punishments, all the good stuff. Go to trophysmack.com/dudes. 15% off your whole entire order, guys. Enforce it. Pull a Jordan.
Yep. And the other thing, Seth, I think you kind of got the short end of the stick here. You know, with the Daryl Henderson situation.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I really just thought the Rams were going to throw the ball a lot, but like Daryl Henderson, like
18 carries, touchdown,
not being on the team and then just getting the bulk of the work. I mean, it's just weird, but I guess the Rams only really could move the ball as well, only running. Like they didn't, like Jordan was saying earlier, like Stafford didn't look that well, except for like the force feeding of Puka, but I mean, I don't know. I'll take the L for it. I mean, he had a touchdown and had pretty good yards. So, I mean, I'll take the L for it. I just didn't think the Rams were going to run the ball. What's interesting, though, is Zach Evans. Like, I don't even know if he played. And he was, like, the only guy they had on the active roster before.
Yeah, and who knows?
So that was weird.
Who knows what happens when these other guys come back and when they come back. The Rams should have won this game. This was another botched call.
I don't know how they didn't.
Absolute botched call by the NFL. The 4th and 2, 2 minutes, 12 seconds left in the game. Kenny Pickett does a QB sneak, clearly gets stuffed, does not get the first down. The refs mark him as the first down. The Rams have no timeouts. They can't. I think they had a challenge, but they didn't have any timeouts, so they couldn't throw the challenge flag, but it was a total just bad spot. It couldn't get reviewed because it wasn't within 2 minutes and they didn't have timeouts. And honestly, I'm fine with there being stuff like this where like you have to save your timeouts and stuff like that. I don't want to go where everything, this is like the first time in a long time that a team hasn't been able to review a play that they wanted to review. Because all turnovers are reviewable now and all touchdowns are reviewable. This is like something that this hasn't really happened in like 2 years. So kind of cool to see. If you're a Rams fan, it's a bummer. Brett Maher should have made a field goal and they would have won still. But yeah, the officiating just totally missed this call. It was like you were watching a high school game and they just totally spotted it bad. But this is where I would like.
I think they should have a review.
You think they should have an automatic review?
I think if in this type of situation and like where you call game, like I think there needs to be some sort of review. I also think there needs to be a review of some of these refs, man. Like this, the officiating this year has been next level bad on a lot of different, in a lot of different situations. Even some of the announcing is being like, dude, like this is just a normal tackle. We gotta hold on the laundry a little bit. Like it's just, Or in some cases, like let it rip a little bit more. Like it seems like some teams don't get a lot of calls and some teams get tons of calls. Like I think it would be a good idea to review some of this stuff.
Well, even like Trent, go ahead.
I just have a question. Like you said, in theory, if all turnovers are reviewable, a turnover on downs is a turnover. It should be reviewable.
Yeah, I think it's more of like a turnover, but see, they didn't call it. Like if it would have been, you know, they didn't get it, I think it would have been reviewable. But since it wasn't a turnover.
Oh, that's a good point.
So that's why.
That's a good point. Yeah. It wasn't.
So maybe if it would have been, they could have reviewed it. But yeah, so I don't mind it. Like, hey, McVay, don't burn your timeouts. You know, like it's kind of one of those things where like, hey, you were stupid because, you know, you had too many guys on the field or you didn't have the play or you didn't like what you saw. Like I don't mind it. One thing I've always said I thought the NFL should do is I think the XFL maybe does this, but have that eye in the sky that helps you spot the ball a little bit better.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why. You could save a lot of time having a guy up at top with binoculars or whatever saying like, hey, put the ball on the 35 or something like that. But yeah, so that was pretty crazy to see it just get botched like that. And it's just one of the rare instances in today's NFL where a bad call doesn't get flipped. Because if it would have been 12 seconds later, that play gets reviewed.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, with all the technology that we have and it's like, yeah, it just seems like a ridiculous deal there. I think that kind of, I mean, if unless there's something specific you guys want to go over, I think that kind of sums it up just in terms of our starts and sits. Like, we can go over them really.
I had Aaron,
but I think that's probably good. Just in
Yeah, Aaron Jones was not good.
Yeah, Aaron Jones.
He had 7 fantasy points. AJ Dillon had a nice game. I just, maybe he's just hurt and they're easing him into it. I like the spot for him, but AJ Dillon got the bulk of the carries and he had a nice play at the end of the game. I think AJ Dillon actually had a decent game. And then my last one, I had Cards running back and DeMercado had 9 fantasy points. So I don't feel terrible about that.
Yeah, that situation's weird too.
Yeah, that's to be a hot hand approach. Anything else you guys want to recap here on week 7 of something that's, you know, maybe kind of crazy?
I had Brian Robinson. I had a Brian Robinson to start too. And honestly, I think that was another miss by me. He's not getting the work, and I thought he'd get the work in a close game, and he didn't. So I don't know. That Washington team's a mess. I'm going to stay away from them from now on.
Another reminder why Sleeper's the best. All Bijan Robinson and Deshaun Watson picks that lost today were voided in contests to be updated by tomorrow, by the time you're listening to this. So a Sleeper, great sponsor there. Forgot to throw that little tidbit in there earlier. Ezekiel Elliott had a touchdown today. Thought I should point that out. That's kind of fun to see. Maybe not if you're a Ramondre Stevenson owner. You guys want to get into Divas and we'll wrap this thing up. And just reminder, waiver wires coming out on Tuesday and our matchup show will be out on Thursday. Does anyone have a good diva here, Phil? You like people who can't pronounce names right? Jordan, maybe it's, you know, people who make fun of people for what they wear. Seth, maybe it's people who don't know movie references. Trent, maybe it's because you're so good looking. I don't know. What do you guys have? Sorry, I got caught. I just was going on everybody on the screen, ended up looking at myself.
You were looking at me and you're frustrated.
Frustrated, stupid.
What?
It's just
so sweaty.
No, I mean, I don't really have anything. I was going to go off on why it's ridiculous you have to pay for parking when you go to, like, I went to a pumpkin patch. I sent a group message. We also ran into one of the guys who's been on the podcast before, and he was at the pumpkin patch as well, also a football fan, but was watching the game or had the game audible. I could hear the game going in his pocket when I was saying what's up to him. Anyhow.
Yeah, he probably really did not want to talk to you, and that was nice of him to do that.
No, I said congrats to him. I'm like, hey, man, congrats. He just had a kid a couple months ago, and he was like, oh, man, thanks so much. We're up 7-0 right now. And I'm like, I'm talking about your kid, not the game. It was a good encounter there. But no, $10 for parking. Like, maybe that's not as much.
I guess that's how they make most of their money, Phil.
Yeah, this pumpkin patch. I mean, I also paid like another like $35, maybe it's $25 to go on the train ride at this specific location. Like, I'll do it because my kids want to do it. But like $10 for parking is pretty, that's intense, man. That's like a full meal and a half at Chipotle almost. Like, that's like, that's pretty steep in my opinion, especially in the Valley. Like,
a meal and a half, dude? What?
I don't think you've been to Chipotle in a while.
That's like maybe.
That's like a half a quesadilla.
I think the kids' meals are like $6 a piece.
Oh, I forgot you still order on that.
Yeah, because you eat those, huh?
I have a family who I have to provide for, and they also eat there. Anyhow, all I'm saying is $10
in price. Like $30, huh?
In I don't even think they.
I have a good diva.
You are a diva. Go ahead. Takes one to know one.
Okay. My diva is these teams that wear these throwback jerseys that are actually cooler than their jerseys they're wearing now. So, like, I know the Eagles jerseys look like Hulu has live sports jerseys on the commercials, but I do like the Kelly Green jerseys the Eagles have. As much as I hate the Eagles, their jerseys were pretty cool. The helmets were cool. They should stick with those. The Atlanta Falcons should throw these jerseys away that they had. Just toss them. They're horrible. Wear the red helmet. The red helmet's sweet. Go back to that jersey. These guys always want to make these new jerseys, and they're no good. So stick with the originals, the throwbacks. The Oregon Ducks, beautiful jerseys this weekend. Beautiful. The throwback Oregon Ducks jerseys are so cool. The retro, you got to look those up. Seth, why are you giving me that face? Those jerseys were awesome.
No, I was thinking about the.
Okay, you're thinking that makes sense. Okay, and then like
the
creamsicle
ones are cool too.
Yeah. So the retro, like the retro that's better than what we have now, just go back to that. And like the NBA struggles with this bad, Jordan. I follow a page on Twitter that just talks about how bad the new NBA jerseys are. Like they all look the same now. You can go back to these old NBA jerseys and they're a lot better. Like everybody has like this weird like modern writing and they all just look very similar. Go back to like, you know, the old Toronto Raptors jerseys are really cool. The old Charlotte, I can't remember their name right now, what they used to be. But they used to have like stripes. Hornets? And all kind, yeah, the Hornets, the Rockets used to have cool jerseys. Now they all just kind of look the same. And it's just a ploy to sell more jerseys. Go back to the jerseys that look good.
The Raptors old school jerseys, like the Vince Carter ones.
Yes, those were sweet.
Vince Carter in Toronto. Yeah. They wear those sometimes, and they're pretty sweet.
Yeah,
the so old Milwaukee the Bucks, Supersonics. Milwaukee has some cool ones. The old, well, there's no, they're not around anymore, so no one can.
I know,
really
but
wear
they're still kind of cool. You could respect them.
No, I agree. They're gonna have a team. They're gonna come back in probably next 5 years.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just hate seeing all these throwback jerseys. It's like, wow, you changed your logo to this junk. Like, go back to what's actually cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody gets these marketing
Oregon ones
firms.
Are so cool.
Yeah. So I don't know, anyone else, did that spark anything, Phil? Is that getting, you know, or Phil already had one.
I have one.
Okay. Seth won't let me make fun of guys with tramp stamps for some reason, so that I just pivot to that one.
Yeah, because I always catch you staring at mine, so that's weird.
What's weird is I thought you just got it at the bachelor party trip you're at. Okay, go ahead, Jordan.
That was a cover-up.
That's all you're covering up.
Yikes.
So I don't know if this has been, we've talked about this before, but I went to this place in Fresno, or I went out to dinner last night, kind of around the same time as the Diamondbacks game. So I was watching on my phone, and then this place is supposed to have TVs, you know, it's like a kind of like a, they have a bunch of TVs in there, sit down restaurant. So I walk in there. And I get it, but it's like 7 o'clock college Saturday. I get like not one TV has the NLCS game on. Not one
what
TV. Walked into the bar area, like some football game. So we go sit down, like in the back. There was two TVs back there. One game had a football game on. The other game had nothing. It was like infomercials.
Well, and sometimes those are helpful.
There's a few innings left, and I was not going to bother to change the TV, but it's like, why are you going to have, like, TVs in your restaurant and not even manage them? Like, I don't know. Like, true. It's just, like, if you're going to have TVs, like, make sure they're on the right things. Like, talking about, like, baseball playoffs, and it's not even on one TV in the whole
did
restaurant.
Did you ask them to change the channel?
I didn't. If I would have got there for the beginning of the game, the game was kind of – Diamondbacks were down, like, 4-1 when I got there, so, like, I wasn't, like – it was like seventh inning, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But it's just like really? Like, you're not even, the TV wasn't even have sports on. It literally didn't have sports on.
Where were you eating? Saturday
what night. Kind of restaurant? So, like, what kind of restaurant was this? Like, can you give me a little
this
more
matters,
detail?
It's called, you want me like to tell you the name of it? Like,
yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, Panda Express.
The Colton Social House.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd never been there. The food was great, like, but it's just like, if you're going to have TVs, like, at least manage them correctly, you know?
Well, just for what it's worth, that place is definitely not a sports bar. It's more of like a fine dining
I
eatery.
No, Phil,
it's
I
like
understand
we were at the
Vintage
Press.
No, but there's at least 15 TVs in that place, Phil.
Yeah, I mean, point. I hear you out there.
And my point, you're not having, like, you're not playing cartoons on your TV. Like, if you have TVs in a restaurant, what goes on the TVs?
It's definitely for sports.
It's for sports. You're not watching
menus.
Movies in there.
No.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. It's just, it was slightly frustrating.
Will you go back?
Yeah, the food was good. I'll go back. But I just know that like, I'm not going to go back if I want to like watch the games, you know, it's not for that, you know?
Seth, what do you got? Yeah. People who don't tip, what are you thinking?
Whoa. People who don't tip.
That's diva-ish, right?
Yeah, I think so. But no, that's not it. I'm trying to think of a good one.
Did you almost have another hole in one that you got on your second?
Oh,
second
I got a good one. No, I got a good one. People who just like at the golf course, just like don't know how to like, aren't there for like a leisurely time, you know, like they're there taking it seriously, like really serious.
You got to know what your group's into. You know what I mean? Like you can't have like jokesters go with like serious golfers unless you're me. No, I make it work somehow.
It's not even necessarily our group. It was just like other people around. It's like, I'm like, dude, it's a public course. I'm like, there's a guy who's like behind us and we like waited to let him go. And then he just disappeared for 20 minutes. And then all of a sudden we're about to tee off like because we were waiting for him. And now he just shows up. I'm like, bro, we waited for you. And he's like, it's fine. I'll just, I'm like,
that's the, you could make a whole podcast on golf course etiquette. And I don't even golf, but people are just ruthless out there.
Like I was going to, like, we were waiting for you and then now we're about to tee off and now he's just like walking all fast right by us. And I'm like, just walks back to the next hole, like just skips the hole and goes ahead of us. I'm like, dude, we were like waiting for you and you never showed up. It was weird.
What about those guys who like get mad at me when I walk, you know, between the hole and their ball? Like that's stupid too.
Oh, like walking or the guys who
sprinkle chips around a hole in front of you. Yeah, that's one's fun too.
Trent, the two worst things for like beginners, if you don't know etiquette, golf courses and the blackjack table. Those are like the two, like etiquette matters big time at those two places. Yeah,
apparently you're not supposed to chant the dealer's name after you win a bunch of dough. I found that out the hard way. And then, unless you want a new dealer, you know, Phil can vouch for me there. And then the other one is, tipping your dealer. That's silly to me also too, but yeah, etiquette. Yeah. I have a hard enough time knowing etiquette, you know, around the dinner table. Now you're telling me to do it and all this other stuff.
No, at my bachelor party got yelled at, which I think is what Trent is talking about at the blackjack table by just like an older lady who was playing next to us.
Oh, you don't do the right stuff. People will get mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. And like at this golf course, I'm like, etiquette should have got thrown out the window when I saw like people at the driving range wearing like t-shirts and like Nike, like Monarchs. Like, I'm like, what are we doing? I'm like, hey, you can't yell at me when these are the people like at the driving range.
Seth, 50% of our listeners wear Nike Monarchs. So just don't bash those ever again.
Well, I'm just saying like, that's not golf etiquette wear. You know, at least I look like a golfer. Okay. I might not play like one or act like one, but at least I look the part.
Debatable. All right, guys, I think that does it for today's show. Unless there's anything else you guys want to say, I think we're good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, guys, remember, don't be rude. Share the dudes. Check us out on Tuesday for our waiver wire pod, and we will be back on Thursday. The whole gang will be back together for our week 8 matchups and previews. And until then, take care.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.